what kind of savings can you get by using a treated salt? How can I dial down my usage?
What would you say there, Mark?
Okay, and I can help on a couple different areas there. First off, if you're using a sand mix, are you trying to, the question comes, are you trying to get to a bare pavement still?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, well, what you should realize, and it, just so you understand, the 40% sand is for grip. It's not melting anything. So you're really only looking at the de-icing portion, which is the salt. The salt is going to do the melting for you. And it, in what you're doing, you're probably not getting the scatter we would see with just dry salt, because the sand is going to help a little bit of that for sure. But you can just generally figure, if you are not using a treated salt or you're not actually spraying with some sort of liquids or pre-treating the salt in any way, that you can see about a 30% reduction by just getting the salt wet. Now, in your case, you're not going to lose as much because of the sand, because the sand's going to help keep it there a little bit, but you will see a reduction, and then especially when it gets really cold. Anytime our pavement temperatures drop below that 20 to 15, we got to start considering using a calcium chloride or a magnesium chloride, which is really what treated salts already have. So in those areas, again, you're going to see it work and work at a lower temperature than you are just the dry salt with the sand. And from what I'm understanding, you're probably not putting any calcium or mag in that. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's just we just buy our salt in bulk and we mix it here, and we do go through quite a bit of it to keep the roads down to pavement.
Right.
We're talking about doing separate piles here this year, so we have just plain salt. So when we just want the salt to melt through the problem we have, we don't have to actually put the sand down. But I'm just trying to balance the numbers to prove.
No, and that's a really, it's just something that in the whole industry, we've talked an awful lot about sand. And sand is a great thing for adhesion. The issue is the sand doesn't melt anything. It just doesn't. It's just sand. So the 60% of salt is what's doing the melting. And if it takes 200 pounds of salt to melt that amount of ice you have there, and you combine, 40% sand with that, you've got to add that 40% to the 200 pounds to get what you need, which is probably where you are at 300. If you're just using salt, you only need 200. If you're using treated salt, you can probably dial it down to 150 and get the same result. So you will find how that works for you, just basically because you're putting down a wet salt, you can put about 30% less down than what you would if you're using a dry salt or something that doesn't have a chemical activator.